time of the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
So before we get started here, I heard one of your employees is fishing right now. But she's not sure she's fishing right now? Teresa, is that right?
Yeah. Well, she I asked her, when do you want to work next week? Because she has another job. She only works 1 or 2 days a week. And she texts me back, not sure I'm fishing right now. So I put, you're not sure you're fishing right now? Do you have a fishing pole in your hand? Is there water all around?
Well, Teresa, if you are listening to the show while you're fishing, we give a shout out to you and applaud you for fishing in the rain, too.
Isn't that when it's the best? I mean, I don't
sometimes,
fish, but...
sometimes it is the best. It really is. Okay. That's true. Not all the time, but sometimes. All right, so first of all, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to start with your Brewers is what I wanted to say.
Oh, wait. Why do you want to start with the Brewers, Adam?
Because I don't want you to think it's all about the Tigers.
No, because you want to say, I was a prognosticator, and I said that they would never beat the Nationals. They'd never sweep them because they're going against Rourke.
The only thing I said was Garza is on the mound for the Brewers, and he's got a 7-something ERA. The numbers are against them.
A what? 7-something ERA against? Yeah, against that, the Nationals, yeah. So, guess how many runs he gave up yesterday?
5.
7.
Oh, was it 7?
Yes.
I thought it was 5.
So you really were a prognosticator.
Schwami. Get my Schwami
hat
out.
They lose 7-4, couldn't finish the sweep. But the good news is, they have today off.
And then?
And then, they start with their nemesis.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals again.
But right before the All-Star break.
It's in Milwaukee. Speaking of the All-Star break, I think Ryan Braun made it now, didn't
he? I think he did, yes. I saw that. I was going to bring that up, but...
I wasn't sure because I have been busy at work all day.
Why isn't Lucroy?
He was close.
I mean, he's actually, he's like batting over 300 as a catcher. That is not common.
I think he's kind of fallen off. I'm not sure. I can't remember now. But I did tell you that's if you're going to trade for someone or...
Well, that's my next question. Let's talk about the trade deadline with the Brewers. Obviously, they're sellers, right? They're 10 games below 500.
They're trying to build a team for the future. They have so many young players. Don't you think you have to keep a couple veterans?
No, what
Lucroy's 302.
What you do is you take players like Braun and Lucroy, and you get big prospects for them. That's what you get. That's what you do. If you are rebuilding a team, and that's the Brewers actually have been pretty good at that.
All right.
By the way, did you see what your boy Gene Segura is doing right now? He is on fire as a shortstop.
No, let's talk about this trade thing first.
Well, he was traded by the Brewers. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you. Every Brewer that gets traded has the best year of their life the next year. Believe me. I see it. I could go through 10 players that were great players.
Prince Fielder didn't, I'll tell you that. Well, that didn't work out well for the Tigers.
Didn't work out well. Did K-Rod work out so far?
Yes.
Okay, so far. You never know.
True.
You have to have... some veterans, or you're going to lose attendance. If you have all prospects, Adam, you're going to lose attendance. I'm telling you right now. Ryan Braun is batting .322. Lucroy is batting .302.
That's what I thought. I'm surprised Lucroy didn't make it.
I think he was right on the bubble. I don't know. If I knew we were talking about this, I would have.
Doesn't matter. We got plenty of time before the All-Star break anyway. We'll get back to it. But anything else you want to say about your Brewers? You know who had the big days yesterday for the Brewers? Or
big days? They lost. No one had a big day.
They still scored 4 runs.
That's not a big day.
I think so. If you score 4 runs, if you have a decent pitching staff, in my opinion, you score 4 runs, you should win 80% of those games.
80%.
Absolutely.
80%. 4 runs.
4 runs
if you have a good
in this league?
If your pitcher is one of your better pitchers, but you have 5 starters, Adam, you can't have 5.
Plus your bullpen, of course. That's if you are a contender.
Scooter Gennett had the 2 RBIs. That's the biggest. Lucroy was 2-for-4 with an RBI.
Yeah, he's falling off, like you said. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just giving you a hard time.
He did strike out. Ryan Braun had the day off.
All right, let's talk about the Tigers. I'm done with the Brewers.
Okay. We already talked most about the Tigers game yesterday because it was over before the show.
This is true. But there was several things that came up since then. One of which is good news with Zimmerman's neck. I have not seen a definite timetable on when his return is, But the good news, according to Brad Ausmus, is they knew exactly what was wrong, and the MRI and all their other tests have revealed they were spot on. And he will be receiving several treatments. Not sure how long he's out. Daniel Norris, on the other hand, definitely on the 15-day DL.
Okay. So,
that's all I got to say about Zimmerman. Now, we got Toronto tonight.
Who's pretty good.
Oh, they're hot right now.
48-39.
They're also, I think they've won 5 or 6 in a row.
But also, you have Verlander, who's been pitching good.
Yes. Buzzsaw
Verlander.
Against
Drew Hutchinson, who I've never heard of. He's 1-0 this year with a 5.4 ERA, which means he probably
had a lot of run support
or he was in the bullpen and they made him a starter. I don't know.
All right, so looking at that, the trade deadline is coming up. And I wanted to mention this real quick. You know, I personally think... Actually, there's a part of me that wishes the Tigers were sellers, even though they're still in contention. But you can't. You cannot be a seller right now. Unless you just, I guess, go into the All-Star break getting swept by Toronto, maybe.
I don't like you. I'm not... They're like my third favorite team, Adam. But sellers? They're in second place behind Cleveland, who's going to fall apart.
Okay. But
you
this
don't
is
think
the thing, I'm talking
apart.
About odds here. You think Cleveland's going to fall apart?
Yes.
I don't necessarily think they will.
Six and a half
even
games
if the Tigers
nothing.
Don't, even if the Tigers find a way to make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere with this pitching staff.
Do you know how the they trade for a pitcher?
There's
one.
None available. I looked. That was one of the biggest things.
There's
starting
always
pitchers
one available. There's always
are
one
not
available.
No, that's one of the biggest things right now.
There's always one available.
Maybe one.
Two.
But guess
there's
what?
A lot. For
there's
the
a
right,
whole bunch of
for
teams
the right
that are
trade,
looking to buy him.
There's for the right trade, there's okay. one available. You know what the Tigers have to do to win this division? Learn how to beat Cleveland.
Get rid of Sanchez and Lowe.
Learn how to beat Cleveland.
Yes, you're right. That's pretty good there, Captain Obvious.
Yeah. 1-11 versus the team that's ahead of you is not good, Adam.
Nope.
In any book.
All right, we're going to take a break. I do want to mention when we come back, the Tigers signed a whole slew of international free agent prospects.
Okay.
Most of which are from, want to guess?
Cuba.
Venezuela.
Oh, that's close.
They're a big Venezuelan team, if you didn't know that. I know you're not a number one team is not the Tigers, so I wouldn't expect you. We'll take a break when we come back. We got to talk about that. I got a little Wings news as well, and I'll take a nap while you talk NBA.
Okay.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Right away.
Big boy.
We'll be back part two right after this. The Outdoor Show.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries. Big Boy's shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes. Like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by...
the Marquette Golf Club, where you missed a beautiful evening of golf last night.
I was playing music in Manistique. You missed a beautiful evening of music in Manistique.
Not really, because I don't like country.
I play bluegrass, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kind of the same thing, isn't it?
To the uneducated and heathens, yes.
Wow. Okay, let's... moving on.
Did you feel the love in the studio today?
Okay, right, let's go to the NBA.
Wait, no. I want to stay with the Tigers just for another second. Tigers agreed to terms with 6 international free agents. Let's see. Pitcher Joseph Salazar, Venezuela. Left-handed pitchers Cleverth Perez, Venezuela. Ricardo Silva, Venezuela. Shortstop Frank Veliz. Want to guess where he's from?
Venezuela.
And outfielders Jimmy Moyaca from?
Venezuela.
Nah. That one's wrong. He's from
Albuquerque.
He's
Albuquerque?
Did you just say Albuquerque?
Yeah, it's in that
international.
It's in that New Mexico. What do you mean?
It's Dominican. And then... Henry Moreno. I can't even say
you don't even know who any of these people
that's
are.
That's also from Venezuela. No, I don't, but I think I like the fact that they are looking elsewhere to strengthen their team.
Okay.
All right, moving along. Quickly, let's go to the Wings. Mrazek, Wings file for salary arbitration. Nothing really to talk about there. That's pretty standard. Go ahead with your NBA.
Dwayne Wade has agreed to leave the Miami Heat, because they only offered him 2 years, $40 million, to go to the Bulls, 2 years, $47 million. But it's a hometown for him, so that's why he's going there. Sounds like. He said it was the hardest decision he ever had to make. He couldn't eat for days because he was thinking about it, and he lost 5 to 10 pounds because he couldn't eat.
Poor baby.
I'm sure he can eat on $47 million now. He'd probably eat a lot.
Lou Malnati's, that's all I can say. He can afford a lot of Lou Malnati's pizza.
Is that your favorite pizza in Chicago?
Yeah, and, you know, other than maybe, you know, three people listening right now, nobody cares! No one cares.
All right.
Do you know anybody that cares other than you?
About the NBA?
Yeah.
People go to these games, Adam. I don't know who they are.
Anybody that cares about the NBA, I want you to go into Big Boy and specifically find Steve and say, I'm glad you bring up the NBA, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to see if
anyone does. And you tally that number.
I'm off all weekend.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow. Hey, golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Memberships start at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.